It's Wednesday, the 15th of October, 2014. I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK, and this is my Audio Boo audio blog. I wanted to record a quick boo this morning, just to draw the people who follow me, who like audio and are into podcasting. I just wanted to draw your guys' attention to some interesting that's happening in the UK podcasters space. I have booed about this previously. There's a new community established earlier this year called UK Podcasters. And they had a conference in August this year, which was UK Pod 14, which my husband John and I both attended. It was a one-day event in the centre of Birmingham. Really good day. About 70, 75 podcasters, I guess, all got together, not just from the UK, but from parts of Europe as well, and, you know, international as well. I think we had an American keynote speaker, so it was a truly international event, although organised by UK podcasters. Really good day, really worthwhile, really enjoyed it. I know there was some discussion in the audio community, and other people were thinking about trying to go, but none of my boo buddies actually made it, which was a shame. But it was a good opportunity to meet new people anyway. The reason I wanted to record this is that the UK podcasters guys, Mike and Isabella Russell, who are a podcasting powerhouse, they really are. They produce a number of podcasts. Great stuff, actually. Well recommended. But they did a live Google Plus Hangout on Sunday evening to announce the future of the UK Podcasters Conference and to talk about what's going to be happening next year. And they're making a few changes. It's going to become a two-day conference. It's going to become a two-track conference. So from this year, which was all of us sat in one room, only one speaker at a time, you know, you sat there, you listened to what was said. It's going to become a longer event with more choice as to what you learn about. And they are broadening the subject matter. So rather than talking just about podcasting, they're going to be talking about a lot of the other social media and new media activities that support podcasting. So a lot of people who podcast also have a blog, also do work with video, also work or try to publicize their stuff on social media. They use Twitter, they use Facebook. And so they're trying to bring all of these elements together into the next UK Podcasters Conference, but keeping podcasting very, very much at the root and the heart of it. And to kind of describe the conference better, it's got a new name, and it's going to be New Media Europe. It's going to be the New Media Europe Conference. It's going to take place in September next year, but we don't know the exact date or the exact location yet. I'm at the moment, I want to say conservatively excited. I don't know if that's a very accurate description, but I really like the sound of it. I like the sound of what they're doing. You know, I've heard lots of stuff about New Media Expo in the States. I know Mike and Isabella have actually been to New Media Expo, so I'm sure they're going to be bringing some influences from that to New Media Europe. I'm really pleased to see some action in that at that kind of level in Europe. You know, I think we've all said for ages, haven't we? You know, why is it that it's all the podcasting is doing so well in the States and hasn't caught up in Europe? And I think things like this will start to bring attention to it. It's really good. And, you know, as somebody who has been to a number of large blogging conferences in the UK, I'm really excited about this new angle and really taking it from a podcasting point of view rather from the blogging point of view. So I wanted to just record a quick heads up and say it might be worth keeping an eye on these guys. The Twitter account is UK_podcasters. There is also, I think it's New Media Europe, the new Twitter account for it. I will double check and I will put it in the title of this boo before I publish. So believe what is written rather than what I'm saying, because I might not be completely right. I suppose my one concern at this point is going to be around venue. I loved Birmingham as a venue. For me, it was perfect. I think it's pretty central. I know a lot of people find it cheaper to travel to Birmingham than it is to travel to other major cities in the UK. My concern, I suppose, is New Media Europe. If we are going to a wider European audience, I'm sure the temptation will be for it to be in London. And I'm hoping that it isn't, because the travel is so expensive to there, for me personally anyway. I don't know. I know on the Google Plus Hangout, Mike and Isabella said they'd had some feedback that people felt the accommodation at the hotel in Birmingham was too expensive. So the location that they've selected is close to a budget hotel. So I'm hoping that, having had this feedback about costs, I'm hoping that they'll be taking all costs into account and that they will have found a suitable venue. But that's the one thing I'm nervous about. Because I think that's the thing that would be the biggest barrier for me to overcome in terms of attending, would be the location. I'm kind of hoping that they might be thinking about Manchester, or they might be thinking about Birmingham. I know they've said they need somewhere with an international airport, because obviously they're expanding out to Europe. So I don't know, you know, maybe some of you guys will find it easier to get to than Birmingham. I don't know. That's my own little selfish concern, I guess. We will get the confirmation of the exact date and the venue on the 23rd of October, so that's next week. They're going to do another live Google Plus Hangout and reveal the venue. I think they might be talking about some of the headline speakers as well. I don't know. There is also going to be a call for speakers that goes out, so anybody who is interested in speaking on one of their subjects can put themselves forward to see if what they can offer would match what the guys are looking for. So I'm quite excited about this one, in a way that I haven't been about any of the blogging conferences recently. So yeah, I think it's a good time. I'm hoping I'll be able to go, and I'm looking forward to hearing more about it. So I thought I'd record a boo and draw my audio community's attentions to it, if that's grammatically correct, because maybe it might be of interest to you guys too. So you know, it would be cool to get some of us together, and this would be a good kind of hub for us to get together if the logistics works and the cost works and that kind of thing. So I'll definitely keep talking about this, and I'm really hoping I can get to go. So that's all I wanted to say today. Thank you ever so much for listening, and I will probably talk to you all again very soon. Bye for now.